This is Virginia Insight. I'm Tom Graham. This time of year, most all of us catch ourselves singing along to the radio, at least occasionally. It may be the proliferation of that familiar-sounding Christmas music, or maybe it's just something about the holidays. Seems reason enough, though, to make our final Virginia Insight broadcast of 2013 something with which you can stretch your vocal cords to. So lots of live music ahead from all manner of genres. Trent Wagler of the Steel Wheels promising to help out. So too Rob and Aviva of the Keezletown Strummers. Plus singer-songwriter Valerie McQueen. We've even got the taller half of the comedy duo Glick and Phillips. Truth is, so many amazing songsters have been invited to drop by, we don't know who all will be with us by show's end. But if you'd like to add your musicianship by phone, request a favorite tune, or just sing along with your radio, you've got 5 minutes to warm up through the news. Great to be with you. I'm Tom Graham. This is Virginia Insight. Feel like a song? You're welcome to just stay tuned and sing along with anything that strikes your fancy in the hour ahead. Or call in and see if one of the many artists here in studio can perform a version of your favorite tune for you. Or, and this could be the very best part, call us and give us a sample of your vocal abilities. The call-in number, 888-WMRA-TALK. That's actually not a number, that's a memory tool. In all numbers, it's 888-967-2825. Among the songsters who've gathered with us here so far, singer-songwriter Valerie McQueen.
It's great to be here.
Singer-songwriter and member of the group The Steel Wheels, Trent Wagler.
Hello, Tom.
Member of the comedy singing duo Glick and Phillips, Dr. Steve Phillips.
That's Phillips and Glick, and it's great to be here. Good to see you again.
As well as the duo who call themselves the Keezletown Strutters, Aviva Stegmeier and Roy Pilgrim.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Who's got a song? Valerie.
I do. I'll go ahead and go first.
Looked to the west and I saw you walking east, mile by mile. Hand in your pocket, head on your shoulders, heart on your sleeve, dripping down. Your words were spoken in a whisper, like sand drifting in a sand. But you were talking to a cold stone who never promised that now. I never said that I love you. I never said stay around. I never said that I'm not broken. I never said somebody new, someone who feels the same way, because I never said I would. I never said that I love. love you. I never said that I'm not broken. No, I never said.
From Stanton, Virginia, Valerie McQueen. Performing live here in the Virginia Insight Studio, and if you have anything that you want to say to her, we do have a phone line open for you at 888-WMRA-TALK. Or if you're feeling as speechless as I am, then let's listen to our next artists for quite a change of pace, the Kieseltown Strummers. Roy and Aviva!
Spooning, softly whispering and hours of crooning, thought the old folks and the children were all in bed. Softly heard a footstep walking, and you bet I then quit talking. And she sat a little bit closer and she said, Kiss me quick
and go away.
So no one will ever know. It's too late.
Too longer stay.
Kiss me quick, my honey, oh, kiss me quick and go. And I felt that I was cheating, and my heart it did quit beating. Saw the old man, he was spying through the cracks. Out the windows and I had business. Round the house I went a-whizzing with a big white English bulldog on my track. Kiss me quick
and go away.
So no one will ever know.
It's too late to longer stay.
Kiss me quick, my honey, oh, kiss me quick and go. Riding bushes and jumping fences, and I like to gloss my senses when that big white English bulldog caught my rear. Up the hill and down the level, couldn't outrun that big devil with them words ringing softly in my ears. Kiss me quick
and go away.
So no one will ever know.
It's too late to longer stay.
Kiss me quick, my honey, oh, kiss me quick and go.
You know, I've got just one problem with the Kieseltown Strummers, Roy. Strutters.
What are Kieseltown Strutters?
Yeah, well, okay, two problems. Roy Pilgrim and Aviva, whose last name I'm pretty sure I mispronounced. Is it Stegmeier?
It's Stegmeier.
Stegmeier.
I think you got it right.
Okay.
Pretty
well,
used to being it.
We're
going to
hear more from you in a little bit, but yeah. Before we hit the break, there's a returnee. You guys, this is the first time in your studio, as was with Valerie. There's a guy in front of a microphone here who is the taller half of the comedy duo Glick and Phillips.
Thank you.
I thought you were for sure going to. Yeah, that's what I knew. And see what there's an automatic response here. Glick and Phillips.
Phillips and Glick.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Steve Phillips, the bigger half of the comedy duo.
I'll do what I can. Hello, John. One day I went to the hospital just to see a friend of mine who'd had some minor surgery. While I was there, I had some hiccups and a little indigestion, so it seemed to me. But then my friend said, wait a minute, and he told his nurse, and then she took one look at me and said, you'd better go into outpatient, 'cause he probably will want to do a EKG. He probably will want to do a EKG. No sooner had she said that to me, I was in a wheelchair on my way to where I did not know. And to this day, I can't explain it, how they checked me out from stem to stern and to and fro. But there, first they got some information, my mother's maiden name, and signed it here and here and here. They took my clothes, and here's your gown, sir, and it covered up my front, but not at all my rear. Well, it covered up my front and not at all my rear. Well, first the nurse and then the doctor asked me questions, then they hooked me up to this here EKG, and in my arm they put a needle, took a pint or two of blood and gave me a IV and said, hold still, we'll do a CAT scan. Then they put me in a tube where there was nary a cat at all. And then and then the nurse gave me a bottle, and she said, we need a specimen next time you pee. She said, we need a specimen next time you pee. After a while, this special doctor, a specialist, and man, I tell you, he was special too. He asked me, oh, so many questions. Then he checked me up and down, and then when he was through, he said, I think we have a problem. And I said, we do. And he said, yes, you'll have to spend the night in our brand new intensive care unit, and we'll run more tests until we know what's wrong with you. And we'll run more tests until we know what's wrong with you. And we'll run more tests until we know what's wrong with you. And we'll run a few more tests till we know what's wrong with you. They took me to the expensive care unit. They hooked me to a monitor that beeped all night and day and ran more tests. I gave more specimens. Then I burped and all that indigestion went away. I got right up, turned off that moniker, and with my hind parts trailing me, I walked right out the door. And in a month, I got a big bill. And I tell you true, I'll never go back there no more. I said, I'll tell you true, I'll never go back there no more.
When he's not out saving lives, Dr. Steve Phillips is often out performing with his comedy singing partner, Dr. Steve Glick, making fun of doctors and lawyers and just about anyone you can think of. Dr. Phillips and Dr. Glick also work as traveling clowns and medical ambassadors with the international aid group founded by Patch Adams, the Gesundheit Institute. Dr. Glick could not be with us today, but also with us, singer-songwriters Valerie McQueen, Roy Pilgrim, Aviva Stegmeier, and the one artist we don't have time to get a song from until after the break, Trent Wagler. But Trent, give us 10 words to go into the break.
10 words to go into the break.
That's pretty close. We're also going to do some Christmas music before the end of the show with all of the live performers in the studio. If you've got a request, or if you just want to sing a little bit of a song of your own, we've got a phone line open for you at 888-967-2825. I'm thinking The next singing voice you're going to hear when we get back from the break will be the guy with more than 10 words.
Summer's over, winter's coming. Summer's over, winter's coming. Summer's gone, the days were long. Now the moonlight froze the dawn. Summer's over, winter's coming. Daylight calls, the sun is lazy. Daylight calls, the sun is lazy. Daylight calls, the leaves all fall. Why do we even try at all? My morning mind is heavy and hazy. But let's patch the roof and split the firewood. Patch the roof and split the firewood. Winter's proof time wasn't wasted. All that summer heat we tasted. Patch that roof and split the firewood. Take the warmth of July, a carnival where you and I were riding. We were flying, caught up in the shade tree high, honey of an apple pie. You warmed me like the sun. This year I won't get lost in darkness. This year I won't get lost in that darkness. Afternoon is short and sharp. It plays on cold and angry hearts. This year I won't get lost in that darkness. I think I'll make Maria candles. This year I'll make Maria candles. From all corners bringing light, give the day back to the night. Maria loves me for my candle. Take the warmth of July, a carnival where you and I were riding. We were flying, caught up shade tree high, honey of an apple pie. You warmed me like the sun. The summer's over, winter's coming. Summer's over, winter's coming. Summer's gone, we're moving on. Can't regret that frozen dawn. Summer's over, winter's coming. Summer's over, winter's coming. Summer's over, winter's coming.
From the group that used to be called Trent Wagler and the Steel Wheels, but for some reason these days just goes by the Steel Wheels, performing live here in the Virginia Insight Studio, that was indeed Trent Wagler. Trent, great to see you back. It's been years.
Thank you. It's great to be back in here.
And I've mentioned a couple of times that if we have anybody brave enough listening to offer us a sampling by phone of how you sing, whether it's a Christmas tune, a holiday chorus, few bars of a favorite song of yours, we'd love to hear from you at 888-967-2825. That number, easy to remember, is 888-WMRA-TALK.
But you're also welcome to post to us on our Facebook page, where we're listed as WMRA's Virginia Insight. And just moments ago, we got this post on that page while you were singing, Trent. And this is from Evan, who says, I've seen the Steel Wheels more than a dozen times and always thought that Landslide by Fleetwood Mac would be a perfect song for Trent and the guys to cover. But The Cuckoo would do, too.
Oh.
I don't know The Cuckoo. Do you?
The Cuckoo's a great song. Yeah, I know The Cuckoo. Guys know The Cuckoo.
Can you do a few bars?
Do you know The Cuckoo? Sure. Well, yeah, I'll do it on the banjo if that's all right with Smaller.
Okay. And while he's setting up, it's, you know, there's this phenomenon, Valerie, of people who've only tuned in the past few minutes and they missed the beginning of the show, so they haven't heard your voice yet. So while Trent's getting ready, tell us a little bit about yourself. And then hopefully soon we'll hear you sing again.
Well, great. Well, I actually live in Mount Sydney, but I spend a lot of my time in Stanton.
Oh, okay. So I got wrong.
No, that's okay. I spend a lot of time in Stanton, so I'm a dual citizen, maybe.
Still Augusta County.
Yes.
Okay.
One thing is I co-host a songwriter circle each month down in Stanton. It's the fourth Wednesday of each month, and songwriters get together and bring lyric sheets of their original songs, and we all sit together and tear them apart and build them back up together. And it's a great experience and a great community space for musicians in the local area.
So I can tell just by looking at you that you're a little older than 17 or 18 at this point.
Oh, gosh, I love you, Tom.
I'm curious, how long ago, how old were you when you realized that you just might be able to make a career out of what obviously you love doing?
Oh, well, I've sang my entire life since I was little. And so I've always sang in church growing up and then in choirs and in choruses. And when I got out of college was probably the first time where I didn't have an ensemble or you know, any accompaniment. So,
and so surprises, how long ago did you get out of college?
I don't think it'll surprise. 2006, I graduated.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a little past 17.
Just a little.
No. I think it was about 2007. I said, well, I want to keep singing, and so I need to learn how to play an instrument. So, I'm going along, trugging along on my guitar since then, and been writing songs since then, original songs, and picking up some covers here and there. So,
and we'll hear more from you in a few minutes. And I just want to let anybody who's just recently tuned in, if you go to the Virginia Insight tab at WMRA.org and click on the page for today's show, you'll see a listing of all of the artists who are currently in the studio. There are some more who may wander in at all at any time because many others have been invited, said they weren't sure they could make it, but they try. And for most of our guests who have web pages of any kind, there'll be a link to that web page, including yours, Valerie. But if somebody wants to try and memorize it right now, it is?
It is ValerieMcQueenMusic.com.
So next we're going to go to The Cuckoo. No offense,
Trent. That's what you're calling me now. That's real nice, Tom. Real nice. So this is an old traditional tune called The Cuckoo. And I always think that the banjo is the perfect instrument to do anything with bird sounds.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies. She never cries cuckoo till the fourth day of July. I'm gonna build me a long cabin on the mountain so high, so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Yeah, girl, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies. She never cries cuckoo to the fourth day of July.
Wow. Okay. I'm just being moved too much here, which is why I'm looking at my health expert friend. Do you have a short piece of comedy that you could sing, Steve Phillips, that would help me not feel so moved?
So, okay.
Had an old dog, his name was Frank. Frank fell in the water tank. Frank came up, Frank went down. When I pulled him out, oh, Frank had drowned. Oh, every time I go to town, they ought to quit kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. They ought to quit kicking my dog around. Yip, dee, 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 yip, dee, 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 dee. Yip, had an old dog, his name was Jim. Had no way to get rid of him. Dropped a big rock on his head. When he lifted up, old Jim was dead. Oh, every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. They ought to quit kicking my dog around. Yip, 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 yip.
So it was more than a few years ago, and I can't quite remember when. I'm sure it was more than 10. It might have even been close to 20. That there were these two guys who both for some reason wanted to become doctors. Somewhere in Virginia, they ended up in medical school together. Somehow they got an affinity for one another. And I believe one of them had a dear parent.
Oh.
Your mother.
Yes, my mother.
In the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And these two doctors decided that they would go and sing to try and cheer Steve's mother up.
Yeah, yeah.
And for some reason, that comedy experience, because it certainly made their mother wince, and she pretended that she was laughing, led to a friendship and led to a decision to continue making music together even after they both went into their professions in the Shenandoah Valley. And then Steve cemented the deal by marrying
John's sister.
John Glick's sister.
The lovely Deborah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's how much I know of your story. And you and John, when he could make it, have been here before, and lots of people in the greater Harrisonburg region are familiar with Glick and Phillips.
Yeah, that's true. Phillips and Glick.
Because you guys have been performing, especially on First Night celebrations, yes, in Harrisonburg for so many years. Yes. But not all that many people. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to to call on you when you were busy doing something else, Roy. Not all that many people are necessarily going to know Roy and Aviva, if for no other reason that they're not anywhere near as old as Steve Phillips, and they haven't been around as long. So let's hear a little bit about your story. Who wants to tell us how you guys got started?
Well, I think that for both Aviva and I, as far as playing music, it's a different story. I grew up in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas and started traveling as a middle teenager and playing old music in. Sort of picked up a lot of it traveling around the country.
A lot of it Appalachian music?
Yeah, and then also music from further in the Deep South, like a lot of old blues music and stuff like that. And then I met Aviva at the Clifftop Festival in West Virginia. But she'll tell you how she started playing.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Washington State, but I came to Virginia about 5 years ago, partly from the pull of the Appalachian music out here and friends who played similar music, and just been in love with, you know, playing that sort of fiddle, banjo, guitar, mountain music.
So you've got the fiddle, you've got the guitar. Can you play a little bit of some instrumental for us?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And while you're getting ready for that, I'm going to tell anybody listening, this is a very special edition, the final live edition of Virginia Insight for the year 2013.
And we have all these amazing artists in the studio performing for us. We're also taking requests or comments or questions. And if you want to sing a little bit of a Christmas tune or anything else, we'd love to hear your vocal cords at 888-WMRA-TALK, 888-967-2825. The Kieseltown Strutters, Aviva Stegmeier and Roy Pilgrim make up that duo. And Valerie McQueen from Mount Sydney, we actually have two sources of commentary directed towards you. One is a post that just appeared on the Virginia Insight Facebook page from somebody named Tina. And it's what I think might be a simple question. What is Valerie's favorite Christmas song or hymn?
My favorite. Hi, Tina, by the way. Or Trina. Is it Trina or Tina?
Well, it says Tina.
Okay. Well, hi,
no,
Tina.
No, it says Trina.
I thought it might be
wow,
Trina.
Bad
hey, Trina.
Eyes. Okay, hold on to your answer to that question because we're going to hit the break in a second. We'll leave the mystery there because we've also got a neighbor of yours from Mount Sydney. I'm figuring she must be a neighbor because Mount Sydney isn't all that big. Debbie, who has a request for Valerie. Debbie, thanks for joining us on Virginia Insight.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to hit the break soon. You have a request for Valerie?
I would. I'd like to hear Valerie sing maybe Harlan or one of her favorite Christmas songs.
Wow, it's just the whole favorite Christmas song thing.
Yeah,
so I guess we're going to have to ask if you have an answer to that question. Do you have a favorite Christmas song, or do you want to think
Probably.
About it during the break and then surprise us?
Let's surprise everybody.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Well, in addition to singer-songwriter Valerie McQueen, we have singer-songwriter Trent Wagler, occasional songwriter, certainly singer, Steve Phillips, part of the comedy duo Glick and Phillips, as well as Roy and Aviva of the Kieseltown Strutters. We're going to get that Christmas favorite mystery settled in about 1 minute.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
McQueen answering the question from Trina on Facebook. Thank you so much for sparking that with that question. What was Valerie's favorite Christmas hymn? And we're going to get to everybody singing together here in a few minutes, live in the Virginia Insight Studio with all the different styles of music represented. If you have a suggestion for a Christmas song you'd most like to hear from them, you don't have to sing a few bars of it, but if you'd be willing to, you're welcome to do that too. The phone number is 888-WMRA-TALK. That's 888-967-2825. Valerie, what would you call your style of music?
I guess I always just say I'm a singer-songwriter. I kind of fall into that genre, but I'd say I'm influenced, you know, by folk music. But I grew up listening to everything. I've grew up listening to country and pop, and I've played some jazz music before in a band. I've played in a honky-tonk band. So I'd kind of draw from all of those experiences.
And the good Trent Wagler was helping out there.
Yes, thank you, Trent. That sounded great.
Near the end of that rendition. Trent, you probably don't know this about how I've been using you for years. But I think the first time that you were here on the show was in the first year that we were on the air, back when we were just calling it Insight in 2006.
Yeah, you were broader then.
And you told a story we have many people who come on the show who are a little nervous and they've never been on the radio before, let alone for an hour. And they say, well, do you have any hints about, you know, how I can come across well? And they say, well, there's this guy, Trent Wagler, who was on our show.
Don't do it like him.
And maybe gave the best example ever of how to draw the audience in by telling a story. Because the story that he told, as he told it, I could feel the heat that he was feeling. I could smell the smells that he was smelling. I could see the place and the people and the terrain that he was talking about. You have any idea what I'm talking about?
No, but I sure hope we can do it again.
Yeah, well, you were somewhere in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about
the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you there?
I spent a year there. I was teaching English, and I was with an organization called Mennonite Central Committee, mostly teaching English over there for a year, but learning a lot more than I was really teaching. And we were talking that day about the sort of exchange of music, and I ended up, it's kind of a long and winding road for me to get back to Virginia and start playing my own songs and really being drawn to traditional music. But I was telling you the story of how part of that was being affected by being in the Middle East and sitting next to and really listening to the folk music of Palestinians that were playing various instruments I'd never seen, let alone heard, and really listening to the stories of these songs and where they came from. So, yes, I remember that story very well.
You have one more quick song for us before we get to Christmas time?
Oh, let's do it. Sure. I'm playing this.
So unfair.
Does it have to be in tune?
Not at all. and this time we can have Valerie and anybody else in the studio back you up, if you'd like.
Well, this is a song. It's not a Christmas song, except that it's. I've started singing it right around Christmas. But it's a love song. It's about love. So, it struck me that this time of year is the only time of year we walk around and you go in and out of stores and shops and there's all this Christmas music that you kind of get tired of, but it's also just an entire month dedicated to songs about peace on earth and love and all that stuff. And what a surprise that we actually have something like that. Oh, man, but you know, I need to tune this thing real quick.
Okay, well, we're going to turn to our comedy guy who's got his guitar in tune and has at least a couple verses for us before we get to Christmas music.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains ain't in West Virginia. Life is older than a West Virginia cow, younger than those mountains that ain't there anyhow. Country roads, country ham, pass the grits. Thank you, ma'am. Country cooking, hey, good looking, take me home. Country roads, almost heaven, Elkton, Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. If that song's true, then it seems to me rivers up in heaven are filled with mercury. Country road, take me home, pass the grits. Thank you, ma'am. Country cooking, hey, good looking, take me home. Country road, I hear her voice in the morning hour. She calls to me, hey, Cletus, there's a black snake in the outhouse again. Police scanner reminds me of myself away, and driving down the road I get a feeling they revoked my license yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, country ham, pass the grits. Thank you, ma'am. Country cooking, hey, good looking, take me home. Country roads, take me home. Country roads.
He is the taller half of the comedy singing duo Glick and Phillips.
Phillips and Glick.
Yeah, okay. We got to remember to keep your microphone turned on when you're going to do that. So let's try it one more time. Glick and Phillips.
Phillips and Glick.
Yes, especially since your partner, Dr. John Glick, decided he was going to stay and keep his appointment with his patients today and couldn't join us. Give us a 30-second synopsis of what you do with the Gesundheit Institute, if you would,
okay,
Dr. Steve.
Yes, John works a lot with Gesundheit. I've worked with him some. Patch is an old friend that we met back in 1974. And have been,
Patch Adams.
Yes, been close friends with Patch since. And at this point, John is spending a lot of time doing clown trips. You could call it medical clowning, but it's not performance clowning like juggling, et cetera, although there are some jugglers. But they go around the world to various places. They recently
some of the most desperate places of the world, refugee camps.
Yeah, they went to a Syrian refugee camp several months ago.
And a large part what you do, and you've gone with them on a number of trips as a traveling clown, there's this whole group of doctors that, although you're there to offer medical service, you just get people laughing.
Yeah, we don't do as much medical stuff as we do getting into bed with somebody with AIDS who hasn't had anybody hug them in 2 years and things like that. Go to old folks' homes, orphanages. And actually, I was in Gaza in 2002, and we went to a school where they took care of kids that had hearing impairments, and watching the little ones come up, and they didn't know what we were doing, these big crazy clowns from America coming over there to Gaza, and but the nuns would the sisters would bring them up, and they would touch the guitar while I was playing, and the light in their eyes when they could feel the vibrations was inspiring. So we do a lot of stuff like that.
Trent, we're running short on time. Can you give us just the briefest hint of that song you were going to sing for us?
The briefest hint.
I'm not the words that I say. Set them on fire. Throw them away. I cannot speak. When we're at war, there is just a light. We all fight for, but may you be loved. May you be loved. Would that you could spend the night behind my eye, one single flight. You could be sure, trust is not words on a page. The winter was cold once, those were the days. May you be loved. May you be loved. This is the time in when you are gone, I don't feel right. These are not words, we are just sounds in the song. The harmony makes it, if you sing along. May you be loved. May you be loved.
Our guests on Virginia Insight, singer-songwriter Trent Wagler, singer-songwriter Valerie McQueen, sometimes songwriter, sometimes singer, often comedian, and part of a comedy performing team, Dr. Steve Phillips, as well as the team that calls itself the Kieseltown Strutters, Roy Pilgrim and Aviva Stegmeier, all performing live in the Virginia Insight studio. My name, by the way, is Tom Graham. By acclamation, we had two songs for the holidays that we were going to try and get to. We most likely have time for one, but to our producers, if we get to the second one, let's skip the ending music and just go out with the live performances. Are you guys ready to jingle?
Think so.
We're ready.
A one, and a two, and a three.
Dashing through the snow, one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got upset. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Our guests have been singer-songwriter Trent Wagler, singer-songwriter Valerie McQueen, songwriter, singer, comedian, and part of the comedy performing team, Lick and Phillips, Dr. Steve Phillips, as well as the team that calls itself the Kieseltown Strummers, Roy Pilgrim, and Aviva Stegmeier. Hey, guys, you want to switch to that other song? Can you do that? In the Kieseltown Strutters. Did I do Strummers again?
Yeah,
see, well, everybody listening is going to know, because I make all those mistakes. They'll remember that it's supposed to be the Kieseltown Strutters.
It's true.
So we've got a minute left. Just start singing.
Let's all sing it together.
The mics are going to be down a little bit while I give the credits, but then the audience will hear the beauty of your voices. Virginia Insights executive producer Matt Bingay, associate producers Terry Ward, Bob Levicky. We had extra help today from Dan Easley.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, give us some figgy pudding. Oh, give us some figgy pudding. Oh, give us some figgy pudding and bring it right here. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.